It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this third Sunday in December and only four more days till Christmas. Remember when you were a child how long those 4 days could be? Time just dragged. But now that we are older, time just flies. Today I'm going to do something different. I read the most wonderful Christmas story in Reader's Digest, and it is called I Went From Scrooge to Santa, A Magical Tale of Transformation. It's about Charles Edward Hall, an actor who got the part of a lifetime when he was given the role of Scrooge in Radio City's Christmas Spectacular. This is his story, and I'd like to read it to you. 28 years ago, when I was a young man in New York City, I had no Christmas spirit. I wasn't a humbug or a bad person. I didn't hate Christmas, but I was, like many people, too busy to really celebrate it. Too determined. I wanted so badly to be a Broadway actor that I didn't have time for anything else. Every morning, I woke up at 5 a.m., bought a loaf of day-old bread at Penn Station, and lined up at the Actors Union near Times Square with 1,000 other people in hopes of landing an audition for 3 or 4 available parts. That was my job every day for 3 years, even at Christmas. And then I was chosen for a part, a great part. I was chosen for one of the greatest parts in the history of Christmas, Ebenezer Scrooge. And it was in a big, wonderful show called Radio City Christmas Spectacular. I also had to play one scene as Santa Claus, the worst possible part. I thought because Santa was so good, so boring, but that was okay. I was so happy, I ran all the way back to my apartment and yelled to no one in particular because I was living in a tiny room and sleeping on a single mattress with all my possessions in a milk crate. I made it. I'm somebody. I'm Ebenezer Scrooge. Well, I worked on my Scrooge. I scoffed. I raged. I felt when the ghost came and anger and relief and sadness and regret. Near the end of the show, when Scrooge begs the ghost of Christmas future for another chance, I got down on my knees and I cried real tears. When I was growing up, my father was an alcoholic, and my mother cried herself to sleep every night. Until that moment, I had never admitted to myself how hurt and angry and powerless that made me feel. I guess I wanted that second chance, too. But nobody cared. Don't get me wrong. Critics loved the show, and the audience cheered, but nobody wanted to come backstage and meet Ebenezer Scrooge. No, they wanted to talk to Santa Claus. Ebenezer Scrooge was just a character. As soon as I walked off the stage, he was gone. But Santa, no, he was real. It didn't matter if he was in the play for only a few minutes or a few scenes. Like he was the following year. People knew Santa Claus. He was part of their lives, and they loved him. I'm not talking about just children. Parents would gasp when they saw me in costume. Strangers would smile. One time a news reporter broke down in tears when I walked into the studio. I can't believe it, I'm talking to Santa Claus, she said. Another time a friend asked if her son-in-law could meet me. He'd been wounded in Iraq, and this was later after I was playing Santa Claus for 20 years. When the young man arrived, he had a huge scar on the side of his head. His wife had to hold him steady as he struggled through the door. And when he saw me, the soldier took 3 huge steps and without a word, hugged me so tight and for so long that I almost couldn't breathe. That time, I was the one who cried. I thought, he knows, I'm not the real Santa, right? It dawned on me only later that maybe in those moments, I really was Santa Claus after all. I know that sounds crazy, right? But it's true. Scrooge was written out of the Christmas Spectacular after only 4 years. But I've been Santa Claus for almost 3 decades and more than 4,000 performances. Spending that much time as someone else changes you. When you love a person, you can become that person and see the world the way he or she sees it. It happened to me during a show when the stage curtain malfunctioned, and I had to improvise for an audience of 6,000 people. Suddenly, I found myself sitting with one little girl and talking with her about her life and asking her not just what was on her list, but what she truly wanted for Christmas. It also happened one cold winter day when I was out on the street in my normal clothes, just Charlie Hall, and saw an older woman slip and fall on some ice. Before I knew what was happening, I helped her up and offered to take her wherever she wanted to go. I noticed only afterwards that she was probably homeless and that she needed my help more than I realized. She took me to church. We'll be right back to finish Charles Hall's story right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
To continue the story of Charles Hall from Reader's Digest, he says, "As I was taking off my beard one night, I said to my stage manager, I wish I could wear this Santa suit all the time. If I did, I could never be angry or mean. I'd be a better person every day. It was only a passing thought, but it has struck me ever since. Santa Claus is the best part of me. He's not just a role I play, he's my role model. Scrooge may have unlocked the pain of my childhood, but Santa opened my heart to something better, a childlike wonder. He showed me goodness and joy. He said, look at the world, Charlie. Really look at it and smile, because there's magic all around you. All you have to do is believe. 28 years ago, I wanted so badly to be successful. I wanted to win Tony Awards and play important parts. I wanted to be rich and famous, sure. But more than that, I wanted to be admired for my work. I wanted to be good, but not good in the moral sense. I wanted to be good at my job. I wanted to be Scrooge because Scrooge was interesting. Ebenezer Scrooge, I thought, would make me a better actor. Instead, Santa Claus made me a better man. Well, there you have it. It's Charlie Edwards Hall's story. I think it should be one of the classics we bring back every year. Some of my favorites are, of course, The Christmas Carol, and I saw that one last night, The Christmas Story, you know, the one about the little boy who wanted a BB gun. Did you know that you can actually visit the house where that movie was made? It's in Cleveland, and many fans visit the house, especially at Christmas time. Then, of course, there's that wonderful movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And the theme that always haunts me, what would the world be like if I had not been born? It's an interesting and thoughtful question. And for the children, of course, there's Charlie Brown's Christmas, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, and so on. And, of course, we must not forget the most important one, the story of Jesus' birth, the real Christmas story. May I wish you not happy holidays, but Merry Christmas, and it should be Merry Christmas to all you nice people who listen to my show. Thank you for being my friend. Well, it's really time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a good place to live. My charity, who will receive my salary this month, is Habitat for Humanity, the group that helps so many. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcast and senior news, and you've got it. Don't forget to say a prayer for our nation and our world. This is Sally Hilly saying, Life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.